Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An American boy. Just had to get that in there. Howdy, welcome back. Glad that you are here. And I would like to remind you, of course, it's Election Day. That is a huge thing, particularly, I talk about tactical civics a lot, but how important it is for you to vote in your local city, county, and of course your state elections, and especially in the nation that is a representative republic, meaning that states have primacy, and you live in the great state of North Carolina or South Carolina. I live in the great state of North Carolina, which is why I didn't get to vote for Lee Bright. But a bunch of you obviously did because, hey, he won his primary and he is with us. Lee, how's your voice? First of all, I know you were having some laryngitis problems.
I'm still struggling, as you can tell. Hopefully it gets, it's been a few weeks of this, which I've talked to several people who seem to have the same issue. So it's something going around, but, you know, I feel fine. It's just the voice. So, and of course, I've talked a lot for the last few months, so that may be have a little impact too.
Well, as a radio person and also a singer, that would be the ultimate nightmare for me.
You know, when you're as passionate as I am about issues, sometimes you say things and you worry about things you might say, might go too far. And then, you know, it's very rarely that you worry that you can't say anything at all. So it's a little different concern.
Well, you know, here's a thought. Since you're not capable of talking perhaps as long as you might have talked or being maybe as vociferous as you might otherwise have been, let's take Shakespeare's advice. Brevity is the soul of wit.
When I was in the Senate, McConnell was there, and he used to always say, "Brevity is clarity."
And I like that too. Okay, so let's be clear then about what exactly you hope to accomplish, because it looks, I mean, you don't have anybody that's going to take your place. I don't foresee any other thing but you being there. So let's talk about the problems, first of all. There's a reason that you have served before and you are going to serve again in Columbia. Tell me what you think, the biggest problems that you want to tackle first when you get there.
Well, you know, the roads have not been fixed. I mean, that was a big issue when I left. You know, they had the gas tax and, you know, all those groups got together and just money bombed me out of the Senate. Back in 2016, we always said that it wasn't a money problem. It was a priority problem. And also, there were problems, structural problems within the DOT that had not been fixed. There was I think we had 149 recommendations. You know, that audit was that I had was the largest audit of any agency as far as the depth of it. And it had all these recommendations, all these areas where the DOT wasn't following, you know, what they were doing, what they're supposed to be doing, basically. So I don't think, you know, from the conversations I've had with people, you know, they haven't, obviously you can tell by the roads, they haven't been fixed. So, you know, we need to attack the structural issues. And then you've got the bridges are in such bad shape. I mean, you talk to these people in the transportation industry and they'll tell you, I mean, and you can even see this driving your car. You look at all these bridges that didn't have these limits on them. Now, you know, trucks can't cross because these bridges are in bad shape. So we got to focus on these roads and bridges and not focus on things like giving $1.3 billion to electric car manufacturers.
Well, so let's talk, because they're sort of related in a way. Let's talk about the situation in South Carolina, one of only two states to do that, of the appointment of judges and the connectivity to the legal profession and what that is. When you see these people who have gotten out of DUIs time and again, people who've gotten out of serious crimes time and again here, and we think, well, why in the world would these judges let these guys out again? And that's, I think, a very big issue. What do you think?
Well, you know, our legislature elects the judges in South Carolina. It's a terrible system. You got a lot of – I remember we had a Supreme Court nominee. They basically had this judicial screening committee. They send out three. And when they screened out the three judges that year, you know, one of the judges that was well-qualified was not screened out. And basically – I went to the floor and said, let's rescind this slate. You know, this isn't right. You know, and it was the spouse of a House member. And, you know, I moved to rescind that. And I got 21 votes. And all these lawyers afterwards walked up to me and said, hey, this is a terrible system, but we can't vote against a future Supreme Court judge. So it's bad in so many ways. I mean, it's bad in ways you don't even think about it. It's got to be changed. I think, you know, and people don't realize, for the most part, the Democrats run Columbia. I mean, if you take the Democrats and the former Democrats and people that even were never Democrats, you know, in name but vote like Democrats, they're controlling the budget. They're controlling the election of the judges. And that's why, you know, we're seen as a purple state around the country. I mean, we've got to elect different people. If you elect different people, you'll start to see that some of those others that are not as conservative as they should be will vote right, because, I mean, let's face it, elected officials are actors on the stage. They're going to give the audience what the audience wants. And if they're convinced that South Carolinians are going to demand conservatism, you'll have a lot of them vote right. And then, of course, if they don't vote right, we'll elect the right people.
We would hope. I mean, but you look at the way that the Freedom Caucus has been vilified. And the naked attempt to control them, and I see the Freedom Caucus as something. Well, I live in North Carolina. You can see what's happened with our legislature up there. We now have a veto-proof majority finally, and so tell me how you see the potential of doing what you just talked about, which is getting more conservatives elected. Going, do you see that happening?
Well, look at what just happened in Greenville. You had over there in that House district, and you know I'm supporting Steve Nail, but you know you've got Steve Nail and Diane Mitchell, the two conservatives in the race. The person that was backed by the establishment, by the power brokers in Columbia, by the swamp, took third place.
Well, I have to bring this up though. The commercials that are being run right now against Diane Mitchell are being paid for by a group that, by all my reading, is part of that good old boy network.
Well, they just want to declare victory. It's kind of unfortunate. I wish, you know, I know that you know, Steve Nell's been recruited by a lot of conservatives over time to, you know, the past couple of years to run for office. So they plenty of conservatives back Steve Nail. I think Diane just had a little better relationship with some of the elected officials, but they're just trying to declare victory. It's unfortunate that some of the Freedom Caucus members did not endorse Nail, because they're both, you know, have conservative backing. They both, you know, you can, I mean, I hate the fact that we should be declaring victory because in a four-way primary,
Fair enough. Two
most conservative candidates took first and second place.
Well, we're about out of time for the segment, and your voice is running low on oil. So I want to thank you and congratulate you. I've been a big fan, and where I'm living in South Carolina, I'd have voted for you too. Lee Bright, go get him, Bug.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right. Stick around. More coming up on The Tara Show.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, good morning. Howdy. I'm glad that you are here. We've been talking, of course, you heard Lee Bright. We've been talking a lot about politics, today being election day, and of course what's going on at the national level, and it's all very serious stuff. And I like to break up the serious. Keep in mind, when you do talk radio, it requires one to read widely, mostly about stuff that's very concerning. It's the kind of stuff that kind of doesn't make you happy, by and large. So you have to feed your brain with countervailing information at times. And as one who's 78 years old, I've spent a long time thinking about and trying to live a healthy lifestyle and do things to help my brain remain clear. And I ran across something. This is completely different, but it doesn't matter if you are 78 years old, as I am, or 28 years old. This information will help you lengthen your capacity to be vital physically and mentally, and we would hope spiritually too. But this is fascinating. So there is a new term called neuroplasticity. This is a very big deal. So the University College in London has found through their research that your brain size and structure is the result of this neuroplasticity. And one of the things they found, that cab drivers' brains were bigger and more developed than other people in their same blue-collar level of income. And they wondered why. Why is that? They were able to remember every road in their mind. They learned how to do that. So neuroplasticity basically is just the brain's ability to reorganize itself and form new neural connections. Sorry about that. Through the years. But the question comes, how then might you do this? And the answer is, the secret is learning new skills and adapting to new environments. And this really protects you from cognitive decline. So it turns out that there are a number of things you can do. Believe it or not, playing a musical instrument is one of the... Have you noticed how musicians don't seem to get as old as fast? Think about all the older musicians still out there doing it. Well, they found out that things like learning a new language, music lessons, painting lessons, any of these things, and this is what the research showed, that musicians are among the most neuroplastic people on the planet, because playing an instrument and singing at the same time, as I would do, requires coordination of all these different areas of the brain, muscle memory, signal efficiency, these sorts of things. Here's another thing that will keep your brain alive and working well. Traveling. In one of these pop psychology self-help concepts is what they call memory dividends. It's experiences. So we travel and we gain these unique experiences, which nowadays we all put on our phone and show all of our friends when we get home from the trip. but it's extremely good for you, as is just taking a hike in the woods. They found that too, just being in nature. And here's another one. Connect with other people. Don't be alone. They've 25% of Americans have dementia. There is a direct connection between loneliness and lack of social interaction and brain shrinkage. It just is. So here's another one. I found this to be true. I do this. Hang out with younger people if you're older. I know it sounds crazy, but if you hang out with people who aren't in your peer group, you will learn new things. You'll have interaction. You will gain perspective you wouldn't have just by hanging out with your boomer friends. And anything that creates, if you heard the term flow state, meaning that if you are surfing or playing an instrument or dancing or anything that you're not, you do automatically and you don't consciously think about it, will help grow your brain. And just movement, just getting up and moving. I do this thing and it's really helped me. I set my alarm on my watch and my phone to go off every 30 minutes because I sit around a lot. And every 30 minutes, I get up and do like 50 push-ups or all boxers. So I'll do shadow boxing or pull-ups but anything to get you up off your butt and get you going is going to help you live longer and last longer. Now, I realize this is not normal talk show fodder, because, we like to talk about other things, but I hope that was of help. And having said this, it's about time to hit a break, is it not? We'll be back after this. Howdy, welcome back. So glad that you are with us today. And by the way, 800-905-0989, if you want to text, or for that matter, if you want to call, either way, it works. And I got a text over the break. We were talking about keeping your brain young, and how does one do that? And I was talking about this neuroplasticity, and I mentioned musicians do it, learning a language will do it. Somebody wrote in, Tony, what about writing books? I've published 2 sci-fi books. And that is true. I wrote a book. I might as well plug it. It's on Amazon. It's based on a true story about my dad, who was one of the first talk show hosts in America. It's called Just Sing the Song. And it's a really interesting tale. But anyway, I understand, because that is a real, wow. Of all the things I've done, that is challenging. Writing a book, it's about being alone. Essentially, you just go shut yourself off and you have to focus on nothing but that. Here, this is a good one this person wrote in. I often travel long distances without GPS to preserve my brain capability. Okay. That is actually a truism. It's a related subject, and I don't have the stories with me. I've read a great deal about this. But there is a huge body of literature showing the deterioration of our consciousness, our brains, our ability to form logical ideas, to think for ourselves, because we spend so much time on our phones and our devices. And in the next hour, actually, we're going to be talking about AI and what the effects of AI are likely to do to us, to our brains and our minds. And that is absolutely true. We've become so dependent on our GPS that we just don't bother. We have become so dependent that we would rather just look up a calculation than try to figure it out in our brain. And think about what that effect is having on young people who now are just going on AI automatically to write their papers, to do their research, to learn all these things. And there you go. That's wonderful stuff. Oh, and before we continue on this next story, I started the show early this morning talking about country music and country song titles. I think country musicians, even though I'm not one, I'm a more rocky, jazzy, bluesy guy, but I'm a songwriter, so I really appreciate great lyrics. And some of the country lyrics and some of the country song titles are wonderful. So I asked people if you had good ones to put it in and send me some. So here are a couple. Here's one. Hey, Tony, as a horse owner, as you are too, yep, I do have a horse, and a fan of all the old Western TV shows, I get a hoot out of the old song, Whiskey for My Beer and for My Horses. Okay, I don't know that I would, I'd be feeding my horse any beer. You know, I don't want to come off when he's sober. I can't even imagine if my horse was drunk. That wouldn't be a whole lot of fun either. Let's see, what was another? There's another good one here. Oh, here we go. I got to do it properly here. If love were oil, that'd be a quart low. I got to love that one. And this one. Thank God and Greyhound, you're gone. That's Roy Clark who came up with that one. Okay. So I want to just show you that there are some Republicans that are thinking. So you've been following probably on this election day the situation going on in New York. And it is a huge deal. This mom, Donnie, is he's a Marxist, openly so. He's been seen and photographed talking to people who are connected to ISIS. He's all pro-Palestinian. He's everything you don't want in a mayor. Well, you might not want him. Obviously, there are some people that do. However, listen to this. This is actually from the London Daily Mail. Republicans have come up with a plot to stop insurrectionist Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani of being sworn in. So this last-ditch plan to block him is pretty interesting. So obviously there's going to be a big flashpoint for national politics and define the Democratic Party. So his election has panicked everybody in New York. Some are threatening to leave. I've mentioned earlier as many as 10% or better. I've already said they'll leave if that happens. So the insurrection clause, this is what the young Republicans in New York have come up with. The insurrection clause, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, claims that a person who's given aid or comfort to enemies of America or engaged in insurrection or rebellion are ineligible for office. So the young Republicans say that Mamdani, anti-ICE agent, openly so, has been seen in public with people who are known to have been connected to terrorism and the rest. Using that clause, there might be a real legitimate push to see insurrectionist Zohran Mamdani either removed from the ballot, although it's a little late for that, but possibly removed from office if he wins. And so an interesting thought. Oh, we actually have a caller. Oh, that's so much fun. Yes. Where are you calling from? And what is your name? Hello?
Hello.
Hi there. Who am I speaking with?
This is April Cromer. I am the co-vice chair of the Freedom Caucus and South Carolina House Representative from Anderson County.
Oh, okay. Now, let me stop you, because if this is a political, to promote yourself for equal time, I can't let you do that. But if it's a general comment, go to town.
No, I'm not running this year. I won't be up for re-election until next year. I was just calling to remind everyone to vote in the election for House District 21 today. I heard some comments made earlier, and I was just calling to see if I could make comments on the candidate that I support.
If you're not if you're not running, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm supporting Diane Mitchell for that House seat. I've just finished my third term in the House, and Diane Mitchell has been there the whole way, and even before then, she's been a part of the battle of South Carolina politics and knows what's actually going on in Columbia, which it's very sad that it's the Republicans in the House that's preventing a lot of good legislation from passing. And she knows that. She understands the players, and she's a fighter, and that's why she has endorsements from most of the members of the Freedom Caucus.
Well, I happen to live in North Carolina, but I know Diane Mitchell. I've spoken to her Republican Women's Group a couple times. And if were I living in South Carolina, she'd get my vote, I can tell you that.
Yeah, she's proven. She knows what's going on, and she is there to be in the fight to bring back the values and for the people of South Carolina. And we need her. She understands the fiscal responsibility and the social responsibility for our state.
I think a lot
she
of people
will be there
don't.
For the people.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to step on you. In closing, I think one of the things that I've seen with her, with Diane Mitchell, is that she, on her own dime, with her own time, she spent countless hours going down to Columbia to just try to influence people to be more conservative down there. She and I have such high regard for her. And as I say, if I lived here, I'd be voting for her. But I'm glad that you came and gave us the context you did. I appreciate it very much.
Yes, well, thanks for allowing me to speak, and I just encourage everyone to get out and vote today. It'll be low voter turnout, so your vote will count.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, that's a good way to end this segment, actually. Do get out and vote. Tactical civics, it's incredibly important. Tony Dale in for Tara. I will be back in a moment. Howdy. So glad you're here this morning, and I'm so glad I'm here this morning. I'm having fun. You know, I say this because I'm a musician, that making music is the most fun you can have with your clothes on. I think doing talk radio is number two. At least it's in the stall right next to the first one. Anyway, I'm getting some text on, I started this kind of silly thing at the beginning of the program this morning, talking about funny country song titles. Like my favorite is, "My Wife Ran Off with My Best Friend and God, I Sure Do Miss Him." And I invited you, listeners, to call in with yours. So I've gotten some great ones today. Here's one. "Drop Kick Me Jesus Through the Goalposts of Life." Or, don't forget the classic songs, "You're the Hangnail in My Life." You just gotta love it. Oh. "If my nose was running money, honey, I'd blow it all on you." I'm sorry. Oh, you got to love it. Okay. So back to the more serious matters. First of all, may I just make one comment on Dick Cheney? I think his first name says it all. That's all I got to say about that. Okay. God, I said he's gone. I hope he ended up going where I'm going. But one never knows about that until we all get there. Okay, so I mentioned in an earlier segment that I believe that the left is following the Cloward-Piven strategy, or the Saul Alinsky strategy, or if you want to go further back, the Mao strategy, or further back than that, we could go all the way back to Lenin and Marx. But throughout history, these revolutions that you have seen take place have been purposefully created through the creation of chaos and dissent and eventually violence. So we had the Act Blue. I've started calling that Act Blue Hair because really, I mean, if you've seen the videos, we all know it was primarily a bunch of old white gals, and some of them dragged their lily-livered friends or boyfriends along. But that's primarily it. It was a bunch of boomers that were out there reliving the 60s, I suppose. But, you know, at least I got it right. I mean, I was playing in acid rock bands back in the 60s, and I had long hair. I was a hippie. I did all that stuff. But I also realized that I had a brain. And when I started to look at what Marxism and the results of historically what it was, I did the same thing that Winston Churchill did, which realizes that liberals have a heart, but they have no brain. So essentially, I think that we are just seeing the beginning. I think you're going to see No Kings 2.0, because you have to understand there is a permanent industrial protest complex, I guess you could call it. And we know without question is being funded by billionaire NGOs and left activist groups and the Trump fascist regime must go now bunch and all the rest of it. So beginning tomorrow, the 1 year anniversary of Trump's election, if you think about that, they're already planning to flood Washington, D.C. with, quote, nonviolent protesters. And they're planning to surround the Capitol. It's the same. No, it's a No Kings type of deal. And they're going to be there and try to create problems. But if you look into where the money is coming from, you find out that the money is coming from Europe. It's coming from billionaires here in this country. And there literally is a network of foreign actors trying to foment revolution in our country. Peter Schweitzer, who by the way, is really was a liberal in the older days, but he's one of the top investigators, and he has shown clearly we are talking tens of millions of dollars pouring in to these events, and that should be of great concern. And if Mamdani gets elected, you can bet your boots that he will welcome his fellow travelers to turn New York into the shining example of what Marxism eventually leads to. In an earlier segment, you probably didn't hear, I was talking about they did a survey, the Daily Mail did, and found that right now, roughly 12% of the New Yorkers already say if he gets elected, they're leaving, and they're the ones with the money. So good luck on that one. Well, anyway, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to have one of the most interesting guests I've ever talked to. He is an AI developer, and boy, does he have some things to tell you about AI. So don't go away. Stick around for that one.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.